Hello, 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 and welcome to the Rag Company Podcast, where I'm your host, Dane Hennon. To my right, back in the studio, Levi Gates.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Welcome. The Master of Shine is home.
Yes,
you are.
For a couple weeks.
And I gotta go again.
I'm really sorry about that. Yeah. And then to my left, Anthony Fisher.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'll be running the show here in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's just going to be the Anthony show. It's going to be kind of weird. You're going to get Jimmy, maybe Seabass, Next Day Nate.
Maybe Next Day Nate in here,
think
right?
All the possibilities.
Maybe Josh Brodel in here, right? Yeah, nice. Do something a little different.
Yeah, change it up.
Why not?
Mess it up.
Have a powwow. So, sure. Dane, this is the main show.
It is.
What do we do on the main show?
On the main show, we tend to talk about our weekends, other subjects that aren't necessarily totally detailing related. Mm-hmm. So for all the people who go, this is a detailing podcast, that's what our Q&A Thursday is about on the main channel.
But mostly.
This is allowed to go on some tangents, get a little weird, be entertaining, but also you may get a nugget or two of detailing information as well. Just so you're not feeling left out.
Okay.
And I think Levi is probably going to be the one to provide that for you, but you never know. It may come from many sources.
It may.
So, housekeeping. What do we got going on? I know tomorrow is a very important day, and I can tell there's already people waiting for it.
It is an important day, Dane. I'm extremely excited to announce the latest brand here at the Rag Company, which is...
Can't say it until tomorrow.
But here's how you figure it out. Make sure you are signed up for the newsletter. Go to theragcompany.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, sign up for the details if you have not done it yet. We've been doing 258 of these podcasts, and it amazes me how many people are still not signed up for the newsletter. Please just go to the website, ragcompany.com, and if you've never been on our page before, the details pops right up there. You get a 15% off coupon on your entire order.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
All proceeds go towards helping Morgan in Texas.
No. That is not true. They go to help put roofs over our...
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Feed our families.
Fed and housed and all
of us.
So tomorrow is going to be a big day for
huge
us.
Day.
And we're going to be launching the newest brand here at the Rag Company. This is something that's been well over... worked on for well over a year. I mean, this is pretty crazy. This is actually going to make a lot more sense now, which why we had an extra trip when we were gone on our European vacation.
A few days worth.
And a few days worth. And you guys are going to be able to see the behind the scenes here in just a matter of a few days. But
including footage from that trip.
We are pumped. We're thrilled. A little nervous, right? Because we hope that... that people are excited, but so tomorrow's gonna be a big day. This Thursday we do have a special day planned where we're gonna have special guests from this brand to be able to come hang out, answer questions, talk, shoot the stuff, and hopefully get more information about the brand and have it be more of an interactive experience. So we have that going on tomorrow. Huge week for us. And then following that, I mean, here within literally the next 2 weeks, there will be another launch of something big. And this is something that is another game changer, that needless to say. And I'm really excited for that as well. So that's pretty much happening. And then this week, we are in August 23rd, so we're going to be coming up on the beginning of September here soon, which is crazy, right? Labor Day weekend. Right?
I know.
But it's still hot as hell outside.
I know. It's unfortunate.
It hasn't
stopped.
I was talking about, Augie was looking through his phone the other day, and he's like, this brings back memories. And it was from last year with his pumpkin patch.
Oh, yeah.
And his, we had a big inflatable with the pumpkins and the scary tree and all that. And he was like, this brings back memories. And I said, Aug, that's going to be in like a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally going to be putting that back up. Because as you know, my home. September 1st.
It's when Halloween starts.
Halloween starts.
Yeah.
So
for 2 months.
Right. We decorate for longer. We decorate for longer than the other holidays.
Yeah. Well, it makes the most sense. Halloween.
Right.
One of the best
holidays. It is the best holiday.
It's quite festive.
I'm willing to even.
I'm hoping that this year you get to decorate a little bit because you got the mother-in-law. You got the baby.
My mother-in-law doesn't live there anymore.
Yeah. Oh, she moved out? I didn't know that.
Yeah, my mother-in-law moved out. So
I was really hoping for some Halloween stuff at your house.
You missed a lot.
Yeah.
my mother-in-law is out. But I think that what I want to rally for is we need a, how there's Christmas Eve and there's Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's celebrations happening all throughout Christmas, right? The 12 days of Christmas. Why isn't there something for Halloween, right?
Yeah, like a 12 days of Halloween.
12 days of Halloween. And it's called Hallows
13 days of Halloween.
But Hallows Eve is also Halloween, right?
Because there's All Hallows Eve, which is the night before Halloween.
Okay, is that a celebrated holiday?
No.
Well, it should be.
It's just a
it should be
harvest
a half,
holiday.
It should be a half day.
Should be, I think.
Right? Because
we should have Halloween off. I think it's a national holiday.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to SEMA.
Also, Tony is so
we are going to be off.
We're
be at SEMA,
revealing
yeah.
more than just one new thing coming up here.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. And we haven't really teased the other thing so much, but it will definitely become a staple in some households.
Yeah,
I think so.
Anyways, we're really excited. This is going to be an insanely fun week, and we're looking forward to really the next couple weeks.
Not
be
car pro.
Crazy. So, Dane, you can't tell them all the secrets. What if it was CarPro?
Dane, you ruined it.
Dang it.
I'm blowing it. It's not.
But September Labor Day sale will be coming up, which is an exciting time. We're looking forward to a lot of cool things. So I that's really all I have. So, Levi, do you want to give us a 5-minute recap of
a minute a day.
Honestly, most of this episode is going to be you recapping
okay.
the adventure.
Well, that sounds great.
Down south. The deep south.
No, I was in Northern California, Dane. God.
See, now he turns it on me. I'm
no,
not
so Dane, was there LA is south is yeah. the deep south. I was in the North Country.
But like Monterey Humboldt is County. Monterey is technically kind of the middle of
it's the middle.
It's
the middle.
It's still Northern
it's like
California.
Bay Area middle.
Bay Area. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, was there any crawfish?
No.
Was there any fan boats over there?
No. I didn't see a single fan boat.
Not a single fan
no,
boat?
No, that's how you know it's you're in the north.
Wow,
that's
Joe wants true. To make sure you yeah. notice him.
That's true.
So, myself, Josh Petro, Anthony Blaine, and our very own Jimmy Wilkie,
yeah.
the four of us flew down early morning on Monday morning, headed on down there to fly into San Francisco.
Yeah.
And once we landed, we hung out, rode around in the van, did laps Ooh. With Keith and the gang.
That's fun.
Picked up the rest of the yeah, it was super fun, Dane. It's kind of like you get on a shuttle and then we load up and then you go around us in the circle like two more times because you're waiting for two more guys to get off their planes.
The best part.
So then we pick them up.
It's sitting in the back where the ventilation is worse.
Mm-hmm. So that's so the new vans this year, Mercedes vans.
Oh, okay, so nice Sprinters.
Ice cold AC,
Ooh,
fine like leather, that. Corinthian, you know, fine leather interior,
Corinthian leather,
the fine vinyl leather. High durable, very durable leather. But anyway, did laps, then went and had breakfast after we picked the other two gentlemen up. Went and had a delicious breakfast, hearty breakfast.
Was it hearty?
I got me a short stack of pancakes, some hash browns, eggs, bacon. I wanted to start the trip off right.
Yeah.
Sure.
So had a couple cups of coffee, just enjoyed myself at that breakfast with these gentlemen.
In the Bay Area. I mean, it's nice. Yeah, the brisk air.
Yeah, it was stunning. Stunning. Then we realized we had about an hour to wait before we had to pick up another cast member.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we headed on over to a pier, just parked, chilled out, hung out, took pictures, watched the planes fly in. I found a raven.
You waited on a pier while waiting for a pier.
Yes. Found a raven.
Yeah.
Had a great conversation with him.
Okay.
We just sat there, chatted for a bit. He kept asking if I had food. I didn't have anything on me. I felt really bad because if I would have brought perhaps a muffin, cookie of some sort, we could have been best friends.
The
he Ravens probably would have.
Here were acting up.
He could have hung out with me. Like I could have taken him to the Jet Center and on all these trips with me. He was a little rough looking.
Surprised you guys weren't reminiscing of Valhalla.
A little haggard.
Yeah, a little haggard, kind of beat up, but big. I mean, a big bird. So. Then we picked up the last guy, headed to the hotel, or headed to P&S, took a tour of P&S, headed to the hotel, and just spent that first day chilling out. You guys know Hampton Suites, the Hampton Inn. We were there with the AM/PM next door, the Haunted House across the street, Starbucks.
Very haunted looking.
Great place. So the first day was just that. The next 2 days was Monterey Jet Center, getting cars prepped, ready to go for Wednesday night's kickoff, which was normally known as the McCall's Motorworks
revival,
is now called Motorlux.
Okay.
The party is called Motorlux. And so we had a lot of cars this time. They had about 150 cars.
Looked like even more
More cars this year. But remember, 92 of those were auction cars.
Yeah. Okay.
So we had to wipe down all the auction cars, get everything ready. The cool thing was we were done Wednesday by like noon.
Wow.
With wiping down everything. And that was really cool because we didn't have to worry about, you know, like previous times we'd work till 4 or 5 and then we'd have to wipe down. So clean ourselves off and then get dressed up. And because it was rainy and cold, no one really was very sweaty. So yeah, nice. Kind of a nice, it was a nice change of pace because now granted it was super wet Wednesday morning because just of the storm.
Humid.
No, not really all that humid. It was cold rain that soaked everything.
Cold, like how cold?
Dane, it was about 58 degrees there.
Okay, no,
that's legit. It was Dane I was hotel thinking, weather is
I
what see, it was.
I like that, but I was thinking it was like 70s and it was raining. No, I'm like, okay, no, it was well, like 50, being in Hawaii.
Yeah, it was like mid-50s and cold and okay, rainy. Okay,
that's a little different.
Kind of funny though, the night before, Tuesday night, they laid out all the carpet out on the tarmac.
Oh no.
So that stuff was
so Wednesday morning, it was soaked. I mean, drenched to the point they called a carpet dude out there and he was just sucking up water. However, he was using a Ninja as his extractor and I was like, "Holy crap, those Ninjas haven't been made in over 10 years and they're seriously one of the best extractors ever built."
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like inline water fill, like inline water heater, dual pump. Jeez. I mean, just awesome.
Well, Joey,
super simple, compact. So we were again, Joey, Northern California,
yeah.
Well, South. So they get it all the time.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it was nice to watch these guys try and they had to wipe down everything. They had to dry everything. Not only the cars, but they had to dry down tabletops, chairs. I mean, everything that they brought in the night before. Like the Lucid booth had TVs and stuff set up. Their whole booth was soaked.
And of course, they're not designing these with any kind of cover.
No, they're trade show booths. They're not designed to last.
They're indoor type booths.
Yeah. So, needless to say, they pulled it off. Party was good. Large amount of food that night. Charcuterie boards abound.
Many.
Was there any paella?
There was paella. Jimmy's like, "Yo, dog, there's some fried rice over there. They're making it a big pot." And I was like, I'm excited about this.
Yeah.
So we all walk over to go find this fried rice. And I go, "Jimmy, that's the paella booth."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh." And I go, "You're more than welcome to eat that, but I do not abide any type of fish animals in my mouth."
Any kind of fish animals?
And
it's the tentacles I like the most.
So needless to say, I walked back. We did find some... No, short Timothy. Ribs, beef short ribs.
Ooh, delicious.
We found some Wagyu. We found, I'm trying to think of all the food that we ate.
We ate some Wagyu and
there
some
was
Centauri
so much food there, you guys, this year.
What about the underground slider room?
No, didn't have that.
Dang,
I know,
that was
I was bummed
best.
About that.
That was
but
was the best
sushi
thing.
And charcuterie boards everywhere.
Wow.
So you can just walk up and get like eight of those and enjoy them.
I'm jealous.
You get eight sushi rolls if you wanted. Yeah. I don't eat fish, so I was over at the charcuterie board. There was a whole pig that they had cut up, and they were shredding.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
it was like Hawaiian luau style.
Oh,
yes, two of them.
Man.
And I just went over there and started eating the pork. It was delicious.
Well, no, you can just walk up
to the pig and pull it.
Just take a bite out of it.
You could.
You know, right there.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't cooking. It had already been cooked.
Oh.
I wish they would have had it like that, but it probably would have. Some old man would have tripped over it.
Was there an apple in its mouth?
Yes.
Oh my God!
Wow, that's how you know it's legit.
Yeah. So, okay. Needless to say, the food was amazing. Quite a number of folks were in the VIP section that they walked through. How they got in? Still no idea.
I was gonna say, if there's too many people in the VIP, if there's more people in the VIP
than outside, I couldn't do it.
It's not very much a VIP space.
Yeah, I kept trying to like sneak in, and the security guard kept like looking at me, and every time I do it, he'd go like this.
Yeah,
he just saw your face and goes,
"Yeah." So I was like, "Yeah." So I was like, "Whatever." Like, so I started wandering around, saw a couple famous people that I couldn't remember their names. I just knew that they were famous because lots of people were taking selfies with them.
You don't have soft enough hands to be allowed in.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Wednesday was good. Thursday traditionally is always our slowest day. We go to the party, we hang out, then the next morning we get to sleep in till like 10 or 11, and then we go. There was no cheesecake there, Alex DeWar. I'm sorry. However, this time, because we had the Broad Arrow Group auction, we had to go wipe down cars the next morning. So we went over there with the whole mafia, wiped down cars, then left to go have a lovely lunch at the Baja Cantina, Monterey staple for us, right there on the banks of the Quail.
Great tacos and
delicious. I had a light lunch this time because I didn't want to. Yeah. Last time I had eaten quite a bit, and I was there's just hearty portions.
It's tempting when you're there. It's a cool little
place.
It's
not that the bathrooms are bad there. I mean, there's plenty of nice, fancy bathrooms.
And
there.
Nice to see.
Yeah.
Things
to
look at when
you're
in the bathrooms.
You're just not trying to create any moments that you need to happen.
So anyway, I had a light lunch. Then we went back to the Jet Center. Half the team went to the Quail. Six of us Kyle and Sydney, the four of us from Rag Company, went back to the Jet Center to start wiping down and preparing for the auction.
So it was just you guys?
Just us, six of us. That's it.
Wow.
So six of us to wipe down 92 cars.
Yeah.
That had already previously been wiped down, but what we didn't account for was the wind picked up and where the they were bringing the cars out, there was a dirt parking lot.
Oh, no.
They were pulling cars in the dirt parking lot continually while they were doing that, as well as moving jets into place back into the airport area.
What are the odds they paved that before next year's
show? So it was blowing all the dirt and dust from on the asphalt, on
that's
the tarmac,
not fun.
And all the dirt from the parking lot
yeah.
was hitting all these cars.
Yeah.
So we were getting wrecked with those. So needless to say, it was a lot more difficult than we expected, and we were there for 8.5 hours.
Wow.
You guys can check out the auction itself if you want. You can go to YouTube, Broad Arrow Group, Monterey Jet Center Auction.
That's a full live stream.
You'll see me and Jimmy and them pop up, and we're wiping all the cars down. You get to see it. But it's a 4.5 hour stream. The auction didn't start till 4 o'clock. And then didn't finish till 8:30.
There were some incredible cars.
Amazing stuff. I mean, amazing stuff. So anyway, we finished that. Then we left. By the time we got all our stuff packed in the truck, it was 9:30.
Okay.
We started heading into town, and we were like, we've got a 35-minute drive back to the hotel, and all of us are hungry.
Well, it's Monterey. Monterey isn't exactly a place where restaurants stay open late.
No, they were all closing at 9:30. So the only place open was a Buffalo Wild Wings. Stopped in there. Had some finger foods, then got back in the car and drove to the hotel. By the time we got there to the hotel, it was 11 o'clock. All of us are wiped out. We're exhausted. We now have a call that we need to be in the vans, ready to go by 4:30 in the morning.
Oh!
I mean, brutal. So we had to pack. So we get home, back to the hotel, pack all our stuff, get ready for the morning because it's going to be a 3:30 a.m. wake up, shower, get ready. Josh and I shower the night before, get our bags set, tell the boys, all right, be downstairs 4:30, load up the vans.
You guys, though, it didn't affect the rest of like the
whole team.
No, I mean call. Like in how late they got.
No, the, yeah, the other team, they went to RJ Burgers. Yeah. They got to the hotel
they, like,
back about 9:30.
Like
yeah, no, they were done by 6,
okay.
And then they went to the they went straight from there to the burger place.
All I'm saying is that's not a small difference. That's a
so needless to say, we were exhausted. The six of us were exhausted. We got to the Quail. I spent the day eating donuts. At the Quail, it's delicious donuts. Mm. I tried to make up for you not being there.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
did you get a maple bar?
I had many maple bars. I also had many just glazed donuts because they were amazing.
I love. I just the coffee.
I think I
the
ate like five. I think I ate like five donuts, dude.
Yeah,
man.
So,
man.
Then we were at the Quail till about 10:30, 11, and then we had to leave.
Yeah.
Hop back in the vans and pile everybody in, and we were headed to San Jose. One van went to San Francisco, one van went to San Jose. So drove back, got to the airport, checked our bag, all our bags, got them all in. One of our big cases that we had brought with us from Boise was 105 pounds that we paid oversized for. Yeah. The lady stops us and goes, 105 pounds, you can't bring this on the plane.
Yeah.
And we said, what? No, we brought it from Boise at 105 pounds on the exact same type of plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, well, that's Boise. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's
so,
the same plane. Good.
So we're like, golly, and it's all camera equipment, right?
Yeah.
So we're like,
weighs a ton.
So we open it up and we find that there's a tripod and a light. Mm-hmm. So we pull those out, put them on the scale. They weigh 7.5 pounds together. We're like, that should be enough. Close it because we only need 5 pounds. She said, get it under 100. Snap it all back, put it on. $70 later, so that bag cost us like $120 to ship.
Don't you love
on the plane
the arbitrary nature?
So yeah,
of our policy.
So we carried it through, got everything on there, hopped on the plane, landed, came home, landed about 5:45 in the afternoon, and I will tell you, I was exhausted.
Yeah,
right.
Over
so.
Course of 36 hours, I'm running on 3 hours of sleep. I was
done.
Dead. Like it was hard. So this weekend for me was a lot of just. Not sleeping. I slept in the evening, woke up, tried not to I don't like taking naps. I need to take naps sometimes, but I don't like doing it because I feel sick and gross when I get done with them. So I tried to do my best to stay up. So when I start to feel tired, I'd go out, wash the car. Like I washed the Elantra, cleaned Carly's car, you know, mowed the lawn, did some stuff that I need. One, I needed to do, but two, I had to do.
Yeah.
Also just to stay awake. And then that was it. My weekend was pretty simple. I took the Elantra to go get the emissions tested before I left.
Yeah.
Failed emissions. Ooh, well, you know, it's a high performance machine. Two-stepping it.
Yeah.
So the kid comes out and he goes, it didn't fail. It didn't pass. And I'm like, okay. And this is literally the last year we have to do this, right?
Yeah.
In Idaho, this is our last
year. They're getting rid of our emissions.
So I'm like, well, what's it say? And the kid's like, I'm not allowed to tell you anything. And I said, what?
How?
And he goes, they changed the laws.
Hell,
they don't tell you why you didn't pass. He goes, but I have a printout sheet. Here you go. And he's sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and I go, non-ECU readable. And he goes, have you disconnected your battery in the recent time? And I said, yes, because I just put struts, and I had to do that new hose stuff. I said, yeah, I did. And he goes, so the ECU doesn't have enough drive time on it. And he's doing it this way. He's like, so the ECU doesn't have enough, you know, drive time. Because he's trying to be like, he's not allowed to tell me.
But it shouldn't be a policy to begin with. That's stupid AF.
So they changed the law saying they can't tell you why your car didn't pass emissions. And then they also changed the law saying we're going to get rid of emissions.
Yeah, what I'm going to say is, how are you supposed to know how to fix it if they can't tell you what you did wrong?
Right.
They're thinking, they think you're nefarious. They think you did something, so they're not going to tell you because you just have to figure it out.
So... crazy. So finally, basically goes drive cycles. And yeah. I said, okay. He goes, have you been driving on the freeway? I said, no, I drive it to work. I drive down State Street. Yeah. Like it's not 30 miles an hour. He's like, you need to do some drives.
Mm.
You need to run it. You need to stretch its legs, blow the cobwebs out.
He specifically said, you need to launch this.
He literally said, you need to do some
launches. The harder, the better.
You need, you need five launches at least.
Hold down the brake, hold down the gas, raise the RPMs, and then drop the brake and then launch it.
Yeah.
I know, that was crazy to hear.
So I couldn't believe it. I was surprised. Right. So, but yeah, so I had to, so that's what I did. So Saturday, went for a little drive in it, you know, drove it down to the mall. It's for fun. You know, just make it, let it stretch its legs.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, took it out by Anthony's place.
Mm.
Took it out, stretch its legs.
Wow, you never drive out that.
I don't. I had to.
I had to.
Yeah, he opened it up. I mean,
I drove down the freeway.
Yeah.
Like full bore, 85. Then I cruised down Eagle Road. Yeah. And I went all the way down to Chinon and then all the way back, talking to Anthony while I'm doing it, just to, you know, let him hear my voice.
See if it works.
Yeah. Talking about launches and all that stuff. So, but Sunday was a pretty easy day. Okay. Simple, not too bad. Just mowed the lawns, took care of stuff, you know, that was it.
But, okay.
Yeah. Great. So it was nice to be home. I'm tired. Yesterday, I was still surprised how tired I was. I probably should have taken a nap just to catch up on some sleep. Cause I'm still feeling it. Like,
Well, you got little, it's not like the jet lag is particularly bad going from Idaho to California. It's pretty easy.
It's not the jet lag. It's just the fact that I didn't get enough sleep.
The sleep is the issue. But so, Joe had a good question here for
you.
So give you an opportunity to answer that.
Joe's saying, Levi, I'm curious, what are the chances of a small-time detailer like myself would get the opportunity to work at an event like that? It's always been a dream of mine to work at concourse level. So, Joe, there's certain ways you can do this. One, get a concourse car and have the owner take you with him.
Yeah, have a personal relationship with the owner
to go do that. Two, start doing concourse level stuff at your shop and offering those services. If you look at like companies like Distinct Detail in Scottsdale, Arizona, they do concourse work. That's what he does, and he gets cars.
But it's also Scottsdale, so you're going to he gets cars ready.
People drop them off, and he gets cars ready to go for concourse stuff.
Yeah.
So that's one way. The other way is obviously being a part of the detail mafia. That's why we're a part of this event. We partner with PNS to do this event, and it's not a lot of concourse level detailing. We're just wiping cars down. We wipe down 92 cars. Four or five times.
Yeah, the polishers aren't coming out unless something's really wrong.
There was
wrong.
Some stuff. I had
the stuff
there was
from the hangers, though.
So the hanger, the auction cars we did. Yeah. So I hand polished an M1 BMW.
That M1 was so cool.
And that weird, ugly Jag that was there. It also looked like garbage. Yeah, and so we had to polish both of those with machines. Mm-hmm. Someone asked me, hey, do you want to do the Jag? And I said, no, that thing's a pile of junk. Like, stuff's going to fall off of it. So I don't want to be liable.
Wow, I'm going to take this footage and share it with the owner of the vehicle now.
Well, but anyway, so not a lot of that. But there are cars that go. So, like, there was a car that won Best in Show at the Quail that was done by Distinct Detail. And then when we were there, we wiped it down. So that was super cool too. So, but yeah, so that was it. So,
yeah.
But that was my weekend. Nothing crazy. It's just a long week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so. I agree. Cool. So I guess Dane, you're up next.
Man. Well, fortunately mine really, I don't have a lot to report. This weekend, I partook in an
Dane,
experiment.
Dane, you streamed for like literally 36 hours. Day. It was like 36 hours of streaming in editing mode where you did not go to the bathroom. You didn't eat anything.
One stream was 7 hours and about 10 or 15 minutes.
How is that physically possible? Even TikTok people that are live usually pause their lives to go to the bathroom.
No, but I've seen like other Twitch streamers. Some of these people are definitely going for like regular, like every day, doing it for 5 to 7 hours, sometimes even longer. Some people do a psychotic, like 24-hour streams, but obviously they're going to like eat and sleep in that process. Yeah. I don't know how that works. I'm not interested in like watching a bunch of other people do that. But when it comes down to it, for me, it's just generally a sense of, okay, let's see if I can do this. Mm-hmm. So I actually decided I'm going to give this a shot. I got time on Saturday, and I decided for Saturday, let's give it a shot. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I managed to make it 7 hours and like 10 or 15 minutes. Now, the subject matter for that stream was a little bit all over the place. And I love this Aussie Bear with the Elantra and neutral drop launches.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Bam! Yeah, it's just like
the drive.
Pow! The closest it can get to money shifting.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you. I appreciate that, Joey. Yes.
That's awesome.
Delivers all night endurance. There you go. So, yeah. Basically, I tried to take it. The idea behind the stream is like on Mondays, I do detailing stuff. So, like, people who are into detailing, they'll tune in, they'll watch it.
TV schedule.
And it gives me, honestly, it gives me a chance to like watch some videos I would probably not touch with a 10-foot pole during my day job, as I call it here. Mm. Anytime I go, well, my day job. But there, I'll watch some stuff where it's like,
that's
clearly,
your night job.
I'm on the night
day
shift.
Job, night yeah. job. Yeah. Dane so works 24 hours a day.
The way I'm looking at it, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch this you know, detailing video where somebody is like stupidly calling out a bunch of people for dumb reasons, and then I'll give
it. Dane, you're giving it away, according to Jamie the Cleaner. Giving it away for free, man.
Yeah, well, you know,
gotta
that's
sign
just
they gotta
how
come
it is.
Here for that.
So you can catch my whole weekend on the
TV. Well, he's gonna. Yeah. He can Dane. What Dane can do is start charging. He'll do stretching episodes where he teaches people flexibility and stretching, and he charges for those.
That would be all right. I'd understand that. And how about this? Yeah. What if you get one of those treadmill desks?
I should do that.
So then you're 24. Then you're 18.
Under
and you're walking on there, and you're. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This video is kind of strange. Yeah. I don't know why you'd want to do that, but I guess I break
the days.
Aussie Bear.
The days of the weeks. Oh my God! No Aussie Bear. No, there's a bathroom right around the corner. Be a human adult about it. Anyway, all I'm trying to say is it gives me an opportunity to stretch my legs, do the live streaming thing, which
doesn't
I enjoy.
Though, like you're we sitting here. For 36 hours.
It allows me to enjoy doing the thing I enjoy, which is a little bit of public speaking, a little bit of live
there
streaming.
There you go. That's it.
I'm not going to be able to get through this segment talking like this. Oh
sorry.
My God. It, basically, the idea is I touch on detailing so that I have a common jumping off point to bring people in who are probably already familiar with me, and that gives me an opportunity to like, okay, hey, this is familiar, this is comfortable territory, great. And then on other days of the week, we kind of stretch beyond that.
Yeah.
Some nights we're playing video games or sailing the high seas and Sea of Thieves with Anthony and co. It's very fun and not for everybody. I know people don't want to watch other people play video games.
No, I watched you guys
Your
for a little bit.
Your kids probably watch other people play video
games. No, they're not allowed to watch YouTube.
Oh, okay. That's important.
I told them that's dumb.
Yeah. Well, and yet so many people do it.
Shouldn't watch
make it
people
right,
play but, video games unless you're in the room with them.
Point being, it's something that was just a different opportunity, something to try. You guys like detail on the side. You enjoy doing that. And I thought, well, okay, man, I can apply my skills. I'm not a detailer, but I can.
I'm happy that you're doing this.
So he has an outlet for his energy.
It is. Well, it is an outlet.
Great. I think it's an outlet. I think it's great. I think he does a good job at it, and I think he's already got all of the equipment and everything set up to where it's a professional stream.
I watched it last night. Sounded great. Looked great.
I'm trying, man.
Video. I thought I was like.
It's the real deal. I mean, I think
I applied the skills I've learned in my life and tried to do a little solo thing, and it's not bad, but I'd love to invite you guys on.
No,
sometime.
I'm proud. I'm waiting to see when Sassy comes across the screen.
Sassy's she wandering around the house. She's still going out and getting lizards all the time.
Wanting reviews on things. Yeah. I want Dane to say, I've ordered these five things, or I've bought these five things. Tim would be eating them and telling you, like, giving you my thoughts. I would pay money to see that.
Mm-hmm.
G. Davis pops in. Levi.
Liz left a note saying she was leaving on Saturday. After twitching all weekend, Dane saw it on the counter this morning. Dane is now the Jerry Lewis telethon of Twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, like, I took the opportunity where, like I was saying, detailing. Jumping off point, people are familiar with that. That's a safe topic to kind of broach with people. And then you can kind of branch off into more pop culture-y stuff, or I can kind of nerd out on some days like I did on that 7-hour stream. I dove into some topics that will bore people to tears, but are interesting on some level to me. And I knew that going in, I'm like, I'm probably going to lose most of this audience. But the people who stick around, I really appreciate them. And this is mostly a test.
So does it help you? Like doing a 7-hour stream, does it have any benefit to your numbers?
It actually does. A big part of the way Twitch works is early on, they want you to get certain metrics. There's like goals you want to hit, like number of
badges.
Hours.
I got those on Audible.
In a certain period of days, you have to stream so many hours. Mm-hmm. Their numbers are fairly low, like 8 hours in a month or something.
Okay.
But that's for like beginners and stuff. But then there's other things like having an average number of viewers
during
those streams. You need to be like above 3. I usually average like 5 to 6 for like an average. Oftentimes I'll be like 10 or 11, which is great. Not impressing anybody here, but at the same time, for starting out with scratch, 0, it's cool to see the improvement happen. But the part I have to work on is like followers. I'm at like 37. I need to hit 50. So I'm working on that part. That's the part where apparently once you hit that, then you can become an affiliate where then you're like you're monetizing and stuff. So I've hit all the other metrics and blown the stats out of the water. It's just getting to that follower level, but I'm not here to advertise seriously. I'm just trying to talk about my weekend. So the point was during the stream, I covered stuff ranging from doomsday bunkers, like tours of them, Inez Miller, the guy who goes to all the house tours and stuff, went to a doomsday bunker, and there was definitely some fun commentary there.
Okay.
But also then went into like zoning laws and cities and stuff, just like, once again, boring people to tears, but like
zoning laws, hot Twitch talk.
Learning about strodes was actually super fascinating to me. It's where streets and roads kind of converge, and Boise's full of them. It's basically where a street is more like what we saw in Amsterdam, the kind of weird, like, lots of trees close to the road, lots of moving sidewalks, things that force you to drive a little slower and be more cognizant of where you are and where you're driving in these more, like, pedestrian kind of filled areas. Their road design takes this stuff into account. But in the U.S., even the slowest, like, very local residential streets still have pretty broad, straight, like, design, almost like a highway. So it encourages people to drive faster than what the speed limit says. So people get annoyed because they're driving faster than the speed limit. They get speed trap, all this crap. It's basically talking about there needs to be more of a distinction between streets and roads. And I realize this is very boring
fascinating
for people. But to me, it's interesting seeing how this stuff gets implemented and how it can actually improve things. I'm a car enthusiast. I like driving fast. I like taking corners. I like doing all that. But I don't necessarily want to see people get hurt on the street either, out there. So it's just strip mall hell is basically what strodes lead to. So it was interesting.
But
touching on that. Then also the geography of New Orleans, the geography of Anchorage, Alaska, and why one is terrible and one is great.
Wow.
See, this is the stuff where I definitely could be putting people to sleep.
This is perfect for Dane, though. This is exactly what you need.
That's why I made the thumbnail for this episode. You falling asleep. The point of all this stuff is that these are things I would probably be watching in my own spare time.
Right.
But I'm now harnessing the power
of our listeners.
The power of the internet, inviting other people into my space, and they can watch it and fall asleep along with me.
I apologize for all of you who follow along.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I really do. And then I think it's
great. Yeah.
With a lesson, a journey around basically the Eastern United States, studying English accents. Oh. So like all kinds of different English accents.
Why
the
you guys say rough for roof.
Well, yeah, like roof, rough, or like wash versus wash. Yeah, that
like,
kind of stuff.
Like you had it's to put a new roof on your house.
Going through there. But the point was, I was so distracted watching the video because the guy teaching the lesson, the linguist, looked like Dennis from Always Sunny. Mm. And he spoke like him, too. So it was extremely distracting. Mm. Oh, wow. So eventually, for people who didn't know, I had to pull up a video of Dennis so they understood what they're looking at. That's anyway, awesome. Now that you're asleep, we can move along to... No, I'm kidding. I did other stuff this weekend. I also had a family get together on Sunday. Nice. Celebrated good. Some birthdays.
Yeah.
My parents' new house is very nice.
Yeah, we're going. Anthony and I are going over for, drinks, for drinks on Wednesday.
You gotta go over. It's pretty
sweet.
Yeah,
we are. We're going over on Wednesday night. Oh, that's cool. What we're doing.
Margaritas.
Yeah, your dad invited us personally last night. I hope I'm there. Well, I just think it's just us. He said he wanted to interview with the family. That's what we were like, that's kind of weird. Okay.
Well, maybe you should start doing like an unboxing of Pokemon cards.
Kirby Thompson, interesting how Dane defines his free time.
Also, aside from all that incredibly boring stuff, but think about it. Who else do you know could go 7 hours looking at those things and talking?
You're the king of that. We don't disagree. Now everybody can see when Anthony and I talk about editing mode and the fact that Dane Hennen lives his life on the edge of a knife always. Yeah. It's because of that kind of stuff. Man's insane. He's a genius.
Apart from all that, I do also watch
Iron Man, if you will.
More upbeat, more like normie mainstream, like weird dating shows and reality TV and crap like that. Stuff that's entertaining too. So there's different days for all those things.
It is not.
It is fun. It just mixes it all up. But anyway.
If I told my wife as she was holding the baby that I was going to go live stream for 7 hours and watch random videos, I think I would be dead.
I think you'd probably be kicked out of the house.
I'd say, hey, Katie, I'm pretty bored right now. I got nothing else going on, so I'm going to go live stream on Twitch. She would kill me. Dane, are you sure you don't want to have a kid?
Oh, no, this is how I'm going to occupy my time.
All right.
Oh, my God.
That costs money. This will make money.
I wonder if Jeff and Carolyn will be listening to this, because it keeps concreting the fact that Dane is not going to have children. Yeah.
So we were talking about how I was telling the boys yesterday about how it's going to be fun for when we go to Vegas because we're staying in a hotel.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be able to take maybe the Teslas, take the monorail, take some Ubers, and go wander the city for the first time. We've really never gone just done Vegas in the evening when we're at SEMA. We go back to the house, we work, and then we go to bed, and then that's it. Or we go to dinner, back to the house. This time, we're going to be able to do everything you guys want to do, and we can just walk. What'd you say?
Right on, Joe.
Twitch. It's a sandwich stream.
That's awesome, Tony.
Twitch sandwich review.
But I was thinking, Dane's going to be able to do, while we're all out, maybe hosting meetings, going to parties. Dane, you could be in your hotel room.
Streaming,
watching videos. From Vegas. Live. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
People
to
be
live.
Like, do you want to go to a nightclub or anything crazy? Not unless I can stream it. Right?
I'm just going to go out. I'll be in the hotel room, and you're like, what? And I'm like, he's got the laptop. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just sitting there. So anyway, guys.
No, he's got a brace and a mobile rig set up, and he's walking around with the phone, Twitch streaming from his phone.
It's like you guys are pulling the slot machine lever with me.
Yeah.
anyway, that I realize is not for everybody. But, you know, in case it is, just... say hey. Okay. Anthony, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man. So this weekend, there's some weird stuff happening around my house, right?
Mm.
Not like any type of paranormal activity or anything like that. For the last week or so, there's been this mysterious truck that's been appearing in front of my home.
Right.
Right? And as you guys know, I have my land, my property across the street,
right?
Which is actually maintained by my neighbor now, which
that's
is
nice.
Great.
That's
so
nice.
You know, that's kind of alleviated that stress. So that's all beautiful over there, right? There was a couch dump, you know, two weeks ago, which was unfortunate. But
it was a nice couch.
It was picked up, though, by
somebody moved it, passerby-er
wanted the I guess my neighbors posted on Facebook, and so somebody scored themselves a nice comfortable couch with only a few marmots in it.
I was gonna say, didn't it rain between?
Absolutely, Dane. So the thing with the marmots needed shelter, so the couch seemed to be the great place for that.
Oh, that thing was infested with bugs by the end, I'm sure.
But yeah, so it was picked up, which was awesome. And so, but since then, we've had this mysterious truck. Now, what stressed me out first is that about a week and a half ago. And I'll be honest with you. There's this random truck parked in front of our house. It was like, it looked like something that, what's his name?
The
bounty hunter, what's his name?
Dog the Bounty Hunter?
It looked like something Dog the Bounty Hunter would drive, right?
Do you know what model it was?
Silver, no, I don't know what this one was. It was like a 2500 Silverado or something like that, right?
So newer truck.
No, mid-2000 Silverado 2500, right? Okay. But it had big mud flaps on it, and it had like a big bash bar on the front.
Mm-hmm. Yellowing headlights?
And this thing was parked in front of my house, almost 2 weeks ago. And I saw this truck, and I said, who's sitting in this truck? And this lady continued to sit there in that truck for what I felt like was probably 3 hours, right? And I'm like, that's so strange that this lady's just been sitting here. I didn't say anything because I didn't know if she was waiting for somebody or doing a delivery or whatever.
Like if you're casing the joint, people usually, thieves are less obvious than that.
Well, and then it gets even funnier. So I go in the house, and excuse me, my doorbell rings, right? Mm-hmm. Katie's on the couch watching TV with the baby, and I go up to answer the door, and this lady goes, "Hi, how's it going?" I'm like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she goes, "Hey, is Katie live here?" And I said, "Yeah, Katie lives here." And she goes, "Oh, cool. Yep, I just dropping off just a pamphlet for her, blah, blah, blah."
I was like, "You've been served," is what I'm expecting.
And hands me this pamphlet, and she says, "Awesome, cool. If you can just hand it to her, and cool." And she pulls out this other tablet, writes it down. She says, "All right, have a good day." And I look at it, and it was a "You've been served."
Your wife's being what?
Oh,
booklet,
no.
Right? It was like this whole thing that says my wife's been served, right? And I go, "What the heck?"
That,
right?
That behavior immediately.
And
is.
I walk over to Katie and said, "Hey, you just got served."
She's only served if she touches it. Don't let her touch it.
And Katie was like, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Yeah, this really nice lady."
They have to verify.
Said, "Hi, do you live here?" And I said, "Yeah." And so she handed me this thing and says, "You've been served." So, go figure. Out of all the hospital bills that we had for the baby, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently, there was an anesthesia bill, right, or whatever it was for the C-section. And I thought we paid everything.
Yeah.
I guess this was one. It was one thing.
We literally next subject. U.S. healthcare.
They didn't
go.
Call us. They didn't do anything. Katie had already called the insurance and said, "Hey, I paid for this." She was waiting to hear back from so and so. But this has been happening for like months and months and months, right? And eventually, you got to the point where we got served, and I'm like, awesome. That's cool, right? The bill was $500, right? And it was like a small claims court thing.
That's a lot of money to somebody.
And I was like,
in the grand scheme, that's you've been served.
Can we pay this now? Like, can I write you a check to not be served? So, anyways, so while that was getting figured out, right, I thought that was the end of it. But my neighbors kept saying, "Hey, there's this mysterious truck that keeps coming by during the day, and it's parking in front of your house." And I'm like, "In front of my house?" They're like, "Well, no, kind of on the property area." And I said, "Okay. What does it look like?" They're like, "It looks like a silver truck with like a messed up bumper and blah, blah, blah. And the lady's blonde." And I said, "Is the lady that served us? Like, is she coming back for more?
Right.
Like, what's going on?
Multiples.
What's going on?" Mm-hmm. And so it was, I want to say it was Friday night, right? So after I'd been streaming with Dane, right?
Playing guest, some, you were a guest on the stream.
Playing some Sea of Thieves, right? I go out into the garage to try to rearrange some cars. I had to go outside, right? And I see this mystery truck in the darkness, in the shadows of that property over there, start up.
Did it have underglow?
So when do you call the neighborhood watch and make their life miserable?
Well, listen. So it starts up, and I go, "That's weird," because I didn't even know there was a truck there. It was so dark, right? Starts up, It backs up. I couldn't see the license plate because it was so dirty. The license plate was all covered in mud or whatever.
That's kind of intentional.
And
probably.
I look at it and I see it drive away. I'm like, is that same truck that my neighbors have been telling me about that has been in and around this neighborhood?
It's got to be, right?
And it freaked me out because my neighbor said, hey, Anthony, the last time I saw the truck was looking at your house and bought, you know, whatever, right? And I said, oh my God, are they scoping me out? I'm like, what does it look like? Well, it looks like a blonde lady. I'm like, a blonde lady's probably not scoping out my cars or scoping out my house. I don't see any reason for that being. And so anyways, I ended up seeing it drive off. I went and told Katie. I said, hey, here's that mystery truck. I'm going to go jump in the car and go see if I can find this person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I start driving around the neighborhood. I drive around the neighborhood for like 30 minutes. I got lost back there.
In that case.
Couldn't find the truck that it looked like. And I said, okay, well, screw it. I'll have to see if it comes back again.
Huh.
So that was that. Saturday, put my thoughts aside about the mystery truck. I then start organizing the garage, went through, cleaned everything up. I'm finding that my garage is getting messier faster than it's ever been. I find that my wife unloads all the baby stuff into the garage, and I don't know what to do with it.
That door's still everywhere. In there, isn't it?
The barn door's still in there and all of that. So I just want to make a nice, clean space for maybe any type of new car purchases I make in
Correct.
The future. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Just where when I pull it in, it's nice and clean. So focused on doing that. And what else did I do? I did something else. I think I organized some stuff. I cleaned up one of my motorcycles and whatever else. Oh, and then I cleaned the garage floor. I will say that attachment that I got for the garage floor, the pressure washing attachment, right? Best thing ever, right? I'm seriously, I should probably think about getting one.
I have a lot of carpet in my garage.
Oh, it'll clean that too.
Okay.
It's this little garage? Like the spinning thing that spins, and I spray everything down with some APC and go through and clean the garage. It's clean enough to eat off of.
Nice.
You can literally lick off the garage floors. It's so clean, right? So I did that, and then Sunday was kind of a weird day. I'm kind of trying to go back to what I did on Sunday. Actually, I don't know what the heck I did on Sunday, honestly.
Well, you came out and watched me do some launches in the Elantra.
Oh, yeah. You called me about that, and then
and he was like, that was a good one. Try it again. Back it up again. One more time.
That's impressive.
Drop it now, and I'd...
I feel like there needs to be a horror movie that starts with a process server that's like stalking somebody, and then it turns into a game of life or death.
Okay, now I realize what I've done. So I went and I worked on some video stuff, random video things.
Of your daughter.
Yeah, yeah. Spent some family time, and then then it was actually last night, right? So I tell Dane this. I should have told him this on the Twitch stream.
I haven't heard about that mystery truck either. I don't know any of this stuff, so I've been out of the loop.
Last night, we get back from my parents' house. We went to Olive Garden, right? Went to...
delicious Italian dinner.
Delicious. I feel like I'm family when I'm there. Yeah. It's so good. And went to my parents' house afterwards.
Chain.
And then I get home, and I'm getting off... I rode my motorcycle yesterday, and so I'm getting off my bike, and Katie's taking the baby out of the car, and she goes, oh, my God, there it is. And I look across the street.
Oh my God.
The mystery truck is there, right? I say, oh my God. And what's funny is that me and my neighbors have been building up this lore behind this truck.
We said,
who in their right mind would park in this area right here in front of these houses, freaking people out, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about I'm talking about grabbing a nine,
what?
Walking over there, right? So I'm like thinking, I'm like, how am I going to go over there? I'm like, I want to go yell at this lady, right? I want to go be like,
or
hey,
are they trying
what
to elicit
you
a violent response or something
well,
from you
in, my
in
neighbors,
order to
like,
then
it's,
create
you know, it
a
was
situation.
Mob mentality, right? Like my neighbors were texting, like, I'm like, yeah, F those people that are like, parking their trucks in front of our places and freaking people out. Like they're, this isn't that kind of neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of places you can park if you want to sit there and scope something out.
Right.
So,
but it's making it a special
what happened
here.
Was get home last night. Katie's taking the baby out of the car. And she goes, that truck's there. She's like, you've been talking a big game. She's like, she says, go over there. Go talk to him.
Right.
Put your money where your mouth is. Yeah. I said, what do you want me to do? You just want me to go there
take
and
take a bat
and talk to them? She said,
you've
literally been talking crap all weekend, saying how you're going to go over there and you're going to freak out and yell at them and say,
who it is.
Stop
Show
parking
me.
Your mystery truck around my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You're freaking people out. And so I'm like, I go inside the house, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm putting on a backwards hat because I look harder."
Right. You look with
tougher with a backwards hat.
Yeah, we all know this.
I'm looking around, and I kick off my flip flops. I'm putting on shoes. She's like, "Why are you kicking off your flip flops?"
Because I need to be able to be off the line.
I need to have speed, right? Mm-hmm. In case crap goes down, right? So in my pocket,
what Brooks were you putting on?
I just put some Nikes on. Oh, so in my pocket, I put my butterfly knife, okay. Right? Ooh. Because it's intimidating,
right?
Right. I can whip that thing out. I can spin it around. And I can flip it, right? Yeah. The goal is to catch it, right?
So were you wearing jeans and a white t-shirt?
My head.
So with your Vans?
So I was wearing a basketball shorts, right? So I kind of wanted to look like a little hood rat, like,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hood rat.
I don't think that's
whole Clint Eastwood.
You're in a very fancy, very nice neighborhood.
Very nice neighborhood.
They might confuse you.
I wanted to look harder than whoever was sitting in this truck, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, I got a knife on me. I got my shoes, basketball shorts. I'm ready for speed, right? I got my baggy t-shirt on. I'm wearing a 3X, right? I'm a 1X. I'm wearing a 3X. So I'm looking kind of like, you
want to be big. You want to appear bigger, like a bear.
Yes.
Well, if they take a swing at you, they might just get fabric instead of you too.
So this is all real things. People think I'm being joking.
No,
not.
Believe it.
The butterfly knife just happened to be the first thing that I grabbed. Yeah. I couldn't find anything else, but I just want to be prepared in case things went down. So influence. So
get off my state school division ignored land.
That's insane.
So I am because I thought about it. I'm like I can't go over there
school
with like a weapon that can be seen because that's gonna be weird, right?
No, brandishing is its own.
Yeah. So all I know is I'm going over to that property. I text my neighbors. I said, "Hey man, he's here." Yeah. And I'm like, "Do you want to come out and do this with me?" Right. And my neighbor's like, "I'm not home right now, but you know, can you just let me know how it goes?" Right. And I'm like, "All right." Myself up, right?
Yeah,
hitting my chest. I'm like, let's go do this, right? I'm gonna go basically, you know, cause a disturbance, right?
There's ring footage.
I'm not a conflict person, right? I typically try to avoid conflict, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm gonna go start conflict, I have to be in the right mindset, right? So I'm thinking of my daughter, I'm thinking of my family, their safety and their security. So
you're mama
bearing
this.
So I start walking over, right? I'm walking across the street, right? And I see cigarette smoke being blown out the truck, the truck window, right?
Hangout spot.
And I'm like, I need cigarettes too, right? Because if I had a cigarette, I can assert dominance by being like,
he's like doing the art role playing game math in his head of like, okay, what level do I need to be
like,
at?
I was thinking if I had a cigarette or if I had a blunt on my ear, that could
plus
insinuate
charisma
that I'm harder than whoever's in that
okay.
truck, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I walk up, right, and I say, "Excuse me," right? I say it in a dark and deeper voice, "Excuse me." Excuse me, right? This is my voice. Right?
Yeah.
And what happens was this probably late 30s, maybe early 40 years old blonde lady, right, peeks her head out and she goes, Hey, what's going on?" And I go,
I said,
"Hey, I saw you the other night at, you know, it was nighttime darkness. I am like, I saw your truck here. I want to know what you were doing. Were you lost? Is something wrong?"
What's happening?
Yeah. And she goes, "Oh my God." She's like, "Oh, that probably looked horrible. I am so sorry. My name's Trisha. Nice to meet you." And I'm like, "Okay. All right."
Yeah.
I'm like, "What's going on, Trisha?" And she goes, "Oh, no." She's like, "Sorry, I don't want to freak anybody out. Does anybody own this property?" And I go, in my head, I wanted to say, "I own this property."
Yeah, I do.
But I said, "These neighbors next door here technically own this property. So I wanted to see, you know, what's kind of going on here." And she goes, "Oh, my God." She's like, "No, I live with my mother just in the neighborhood behind here. I got to get away from her sometimes. She doesn't know I smoke. So I just come out here and chain smoke and, you know, try to kill my time." And I go, "All right, so this is all checking out."
So
pretty fast.
So didn't you have a picnic table on the property that she could perhaps get out and enjoy the fine weather in the evening?
If the couches were there, she could have enjoyed the couches.
Dang.
So you never confirmed that the person in the truck was the same as the processor?
No, this is
you
a
never
completely
saw
different woman.
She's a different person.
Not the processor.
She's just trying to get out.
I thought this was the processor.
You conflated
because
the two,
people were,
understandably.
Well, they look honestly pretty much about the same.
Oh,
but
wow.
But this woman was just super nice. immediately apologetic, right? And I'm sitting here with this butterfly knife in my pocket, and I'm like, I probably don't need any of that, right? And I'm thinking, why am I wearing this baggy shirt, right? And she looks at me and
my name is Trisha Davis, daughter of Gene Davis.
And she
said you might know him.
Well, then she looks at me and she just she looks at me and she goes, you like music, don't you? And I say,
she wants to know if you want to hang out.
I go, yeah, I like music. She's like, what's your favorite band? Let's listen to it. And I'm like, what? We don't have to.
She's going to start coming over now. You got a new friend.
We don't have to do that, right?
No, this feels like in an episode of Dexter when he met his fellow serial killer chick who tried to act normal and was like, hi, I'm so-and-so.
She's like, give me a band name. Come on. She's like, what do you like? I'm like, I don't know. I like post-hardcore, like heavy, heavy stuff. She's like, what the F is post-hardcore? I've never heard that in my life. And I say, well, it's kind of like, it's like screamo. She's like, screamo? What's screamo? And I'm like, listen, I don't know, Trisha. I don't know how I'm going to, what do I need?
She's over here just trying to get you to listen to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What do I need to do, right? And she's like, just give me a band. She's like, what do you like? I'm literally trying, I can't tell her. I'm like, I can't start dropping like weird names like of Mice and Men and We Came as Romans. Like, she's not going to understand any of that kind of stuff, right? No. So that's when I was like, I'm trying to think of like what's a relatable kind of like I don't want to say a trashy band, I would say like a good mix of like
Just say Buck Cherry.
So I said, have you ever listened to Trivium? And she's like, I have. So yeah, honestly, probably what happened, right?
Oh my God. Like,
a real Fred Durst connoisseur.
Like, literally, I look like a Limp Bizkit listener, right? I mean, and so I tell her Trivium, right? Thinking like that's the end of it, right? Like, mm-hmm. like saying, oh, cool, check it out, have a good night, right? She's like, let's pull it up. And so she grabs her phone, starts searching Trivium. She's like, which song? I don't know. I don't even listen to Trivium since like middle school, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, the first one on that list. I don't even know what song it was, but it had this crazy like big deep drum
double
intro,
bass,
like, right? And then,
which she was
then,
probably into.
Dude, this crazy lead guitar starts coming in, and she looks at me. Her like eyes open up. She's like, hot damn, this is good, right? And I'm just as surprised because I've never heard this song.
I'm glad I won the game of roulette.
So I'm like, yeah, no, Trivium.
No, I'm actually more.
So I'm like, Trivium's lead guitarist is badass, man. Yeah. She's like, he is shredding, and she starts like making like she's like, I'm telling you, an older woman. She's got a cigarette in her mouth.
I was gonna say, hold on, what was she smoking?
Sounds like a fun time.
She's smoking Marlboro Reds for sure.
Sounds like a fun time.
Laced with something.
She goes, damn. She's like, I like your taste in music, and I'm like, I like.
Don't know who you are,
still right? And then she goes, she pulls out the cigarette, blows it in my face, and she goes,
oh my God.
She's like, you know what kick I've been on right now? I'm like, what's that? She's like, I've been listening to Rush from start to finish. She's like, I love
got
Rush.
Got that Geddy Lee.
And then I'm like, I couldn't really help it. I'm like, I love Neil Peart. I'm like one of the best drummers of all time. Sure. Amazing. And she goes, wait,
are you
like
a drummer?
Rush?
Are you
and,
a drummer?
Well, and then she says, do you like the music aspect of it? I said, well, yeah. And I play the drums. She's like, I knew it. She's like, I knew you were a drummer. Right? And I was like, what? Why is this happening?
Oh, my God. They think she's the Irock Z lady.
Like,
the parallels are so discomforting, to say the
then
least.
Then we proceeded to continue to talk about music and rock. And she's just like, are you a big Led Zeppelin fan? I'm like, I love Zeppelin. I love Getting the Lead Out, right? And she goes, love Getting the Lead Out. She's like, what do you think about Pink Floyd? I said, you got to kind of be in the mood for Pink Floyd.
True.
And she's like, I couldn't agree more. So we start talking about
these
this.
These are very obvious
and
answers
am,
for a music
like,
person,
I am
by
just,
the way.
You have to invite her over for some glizzies and a car wash.
I'm accepting
you have a wife and child 50 feet behind you.
I'm accepting
you.
The fact that I
you
have
a
butterfly knife in my pocket, right?
Yeah.
I'm wearing a 3X shirt.
And
I have
a backwards baseball cap.
I have a backwards hat. And I went from being somebody that was about to go into battle to now somebody that's shooting the crap with this woman named Trisha
during this flirtatious episode.
And so, like, honestly, like, other than her blowing cigarette smoke in my face and like just like rocking out,
yeah, that
I
feels
was,
pretty targeted.
I was like, honestly, I don't think that really. And so I just told her, I said, hey, I don't care if you're blasting music out here, smoking cigarettes, whatever you need to do. I said, I would just say that there's a kind of another area over here. They're building homes, pretty quiet over there as well, if you ever want to go over there. She's like, no. This spot's pretty good though, right?
Oh, no.
I'm kind of like, well, honestly, now that I've met you and seen you in person,
you're not like, a threat anymore.
You're not really a threat to me. I don't think you're scoping out my Hondas. I don't think anything bad's happening. So
you're gonna have to go out there and wash the cars for her.
So as I'm walking away, dude, she cranks that Trivium song, right? And I could see her just blowing cigarette smoke out the thing. And I'm walking away laughing my ass off because I'm like, dude, she's blasting Trivium now. I got her hooked on Trivium that I don't even listen to.
Right? It's just a lucky guess.
How did I know that first song was going to go as hard as it did? It was just going to sell her on everything.
Wow.
And so what I've done is I proved my hardness and my badassery, right? By my choice of music, by probably my attire, right? And then being able to talk music with her, right? And know what I'm talking about. The whole thing worked out great. The funniest thing was going back in the house and my wife standing with the baby. She goes, well, how'd it go? How'd it go?
I thought you were going into a fight.
I said, her name's Trisha. I just hooked her on Trivium, and she
lives around the corner.
She lives around the corner. She just wants to get away from her mom, and she just wants to smoke cigarettes by herself. And she goes, that's it? That's the whole thing? I said, yeah. No, it's not the lady that served you. So I guess that was a whole false alarm. So then I had to send out group text to the neighborhood, right, saying, I found that the couch bandit is not the mystery truck, right, that we figured out.
Right.
The truck is actually a nice woman named Trisha who smokes cigarettes and now listens to Trivium.
And now listens to Trivium.
So that was the whole thing, man. I mean, it was the weirdest end of my night. And, I'm glad that people enjoyed the story. So I want it now. That Trivium song, I cannot wait to hear her like rocking on a Trivium again.
You're just
going to
hear the same one repeated.
She's going to be like, yo, have you gone to this one? Did you see this? Have you listened to this album? You'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, oh I don't. God. Dude, I don't listen to Trivium like ever. And so I was thinking of like what's relatably trashy that could kind of, you know, work with that.
I mean, somebody was pointing out Nickelback and Evanescence, but those do feel like surface level answers.
That wouldn't have been niche enough.
Hoobastank.
I wish my street was big enough for this kind of stuff.
So
Hoobastank or like
mine's just neighbor. Down. Mine are just
she
neighbors walking.
About, drop dead. Dropkick Murphys.
Uh-huh.
Right. So she wanted to talk about that a little bit. Mm-hmm. I said that's not my.
Yeah, not but my friend Levi's a big
but
fan.
But I enjoy Dropkick. My friend Levi is fun.
So I think Levi. I think that you.
Oh no.
She was same age as you. I think you and her would.
I'm
honestly,
not in my mid 30s.
No, she was not. She was late.
You could pass
late,
for
late
it.
30s,
there
early
go.
40s, right?
Okay.
But I think that you and her could have like completely vibed.
I probably know her.
Honestly, no, dude. She's like she's lived here forever. She said. So I was thinking. I was trying to like say, yeah, my friend Levi, and I was gonna say my friend Levi Gates. Of the rag company, Master of Shine.
For our Meridian friends, I would bet strong
dollars on a next watch
that she
Wednesday.
Is a
good
regular
idea,
at the Frontier Bar in Meridian.
Honestly,
that feels like the kind
probably.
Of person I would see there all
or
the
like
time.
Or like the Gathering Place in Eagle, probably. But no, she was a resident of Ada County, not Emmett. So that was good.
Yeah.
So I knew she was already safe there. But yeah, I thought that was just a whole hilarious experience.
That's awesome.
And I'm glad that that happened the way it did.
So when
and
are we washing her truck? That dirty license plate isn't going to clean itself.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Pretty much.
Anthony saves the neighborhood again. Wow, what a way to end this week's podcast. She comes over ready for me to blow smoke in your face again. You're like, your wife's like, excuse me?
I just, like, that's just.
That's a little.
I was thinking about the couch situation. And, like, it's funny because all of my neighbors that, you know, I'm like texting about the whole thing are all like, we should have left the couch for her. Everybody's on the same page of like, we feel bad for like, we lit the torches. We had pitchforks. We're ready to like kill this.
You know, Home Depot.
Kill this. We're ready to kill this poor woman just for the fact that she's parking.
What you should do
in an area she shouldn't be.
So Home Depot has those picnic tables.
Yeah,
they're like $100.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just do a group, you know, Venmo.
Yeah, but then he's got to mow around.
Everybody
it.
Puts 10 bucks and you go put the picnic table over so that the
edge around it. I know, but kind of feels like it invites someone but to accidentally you because set winter's the field coming. On fire with a
You
hot
won't have
butt.
To mow it or any of that. Well, you buy maybe. It right, you buy it, put it in there, you don't have to mow till next spring.
What we did discuss though and is it over around. Is over in the property in the land. Mm-hmm. We will be doing some motion activated lights over there, right? Just to you know, catch anybody that's, you know, creeping in the night. Because over there, it's kind of pitch black.
Really yeah. A wireless stick-up ring camera does great.
But it makes so much more sense now, because that night that she drove off, right, mm-hmm. she was listening to, like, Lynyrd Skynyrd, right, or something like that. Yeah. It was either Lynyrd Skynyrd or White, or yeah, I think it was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, but she was blasting it as she was driving it away, and I couldn't understand why she was listening to music so loud and why she was listening to classic rock. But it all made sense when she told me she was on a Rush kick right now and going through a bunch of stuff. And yeah, it was just a really funny thing. And so now she listens to Trivium. So whenever you guys listen to Trivium from now on, I want you to think of Trisha, my chain smoking neighbor.
I think I've
neighbor.
Listened to them exactly once.
Yeah.
Norma Jean and Emery. Oh, yeah. There we go. I could smell the entire story, says Joe. Yeah. No, it does elicit a particular
good
kind
times.
Of
good times.
Sensation.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a solid story. I like that. That was fun. That had twists and turns. And well, you did get served, though, so that kind of sucks. Hopefully it doesn't affect your credit score.
You understand the weird, like, okay, so we got served 2 weeks ago by a woman in a truck. My neighbors are telling me it's the same woman. It's not the same woman. It's a different truck.
They're just connecting,
but I'm going
conflating
into this, like,
things.
What the F's your problem, lady? Get the hell off my property, my property. And then it turns into this whole situation.
I agree, Alex. Yeah. This was a solid episode through and through,
good
from
stuff.
Beginning to end. Great time, great time.
If I find the Trivium song that I had her listen to, I'm telling you.
What app did
dude,
she pull up?
She pulled up on Apple Music, but the intro goes hard, dude.
That's
like,
awesome.
Like, and that's where like her eyes lit up, and she was
We're
like,
"We're gonna
yes.
go find that song as soon as this episode's over, and we'll report back which one it is in the group chat or the group on Facebook, the Red Company group." Which, by the way, if you're not a member of, go hang out in there. It's fun.
Do.
It's a lot of fun. Just type in the Red Company group on Facebook, and you'll find where a lot of the regulars here like to hang out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anything left to add before we go? Maybe something
no,
about
just
tomorrow?
Stay posted, guys. We're going to be doing a lot of fun. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, please do, so you can be the first to be notified when the new product goes live. And, I think you guys are going to have some fun.
Okay. Oh, that's great. Okay. Well, that's a good time. Hopefully you find the end of your story. I'm Great Dane Films on Twitch, and I will bore you happily. So we've wrapped that up. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And, of course, tomorrow, fun things are happening. We'll see when, but pay very close attention. Subscribe to the Rag Company newsletter on the ragcompany.com website. Scroll to the bottom where you can find the place to enter your email. We will not spam you. We will only send you good things when they're relevant. So that's the big news. And of course, later on this week, Q&A Thursday with the mystery guest tied to tomorrow's mystery reveal. So there's some good stuff waiting ahead for you there. In the meantime, enjoy your week. Let us know how it's going in the Facebook group. We'll catch you later.
See ya. We'll be right back.